This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, I'm Rita Reimers, and welcome to another episode of 19 Cats of County. I am going to, maybe every six episodes or so, do an episode I'm going to call Ask Behaviors. I get a lot of questions from people. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsor, and I'll tell you all of that. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting, Rita Reimers, Certified Cat Behaviorist. RitaReimers.com, that was even forgotten. My old company, CatBehaviorAlliance.com, that's sometimes easier to remember. That will also go to my current website. So some questions I get from people. Recently, I got a question, and I get this one a lot. Why do the outside cats affect the behavior of our indoor cats? I don't understand that. Well, there's a reason for that. As I always tell people, and you may have read on my blog, cats are in the middle of the food chain. They are both predator and prey. So they have a very strong survival instinct, and a very strong drive to protect their resources, to protect their home, to protect their kittens, you know, to ensure the longevity of the species as well as themselves. So unlike dogs who don't have that concern, even our indoor cats, excuse me, have that worry. I have cat hair on my nose, I wonder why. So they come into our home, and especially if you're talking about like a purebred, like a Bangalore or something, the closer they are to their natural ancestry, the closer they are to their wild parents, instead of being down the line a few generations, the stronger those instincts are going to be. But all cats have this instinct. That's just how they survive in nature. So why do the outside cats affect them so? They don't always. Some cats enjoy seeing the neighborhood cats. You know, I've actually seen some like talk to each other through the window and things, and that's cool. But not every cat feels that way. It's mostly the feral cats that you don't see that are affecting your indoor cat behavior, especially if you've got an in-out cat. I've talked to a lot of people whose cats go inside as well as outside. I always prefer cats staying inside, but if you live in an area where there's no traffic and maybe not a lot of neighbors, I'd still be wary because there's always predators around. But let's just talk about our indoor cats right now. So let's say you've got some ferals out there you don't know about. I've had more than one client say, oh, no, there's no ferals out there. I've never seen one. Chances are you won't. And your cat might not. They can smell them. I still remember a session with one lady who wrote back and said, well, guess what? I'm naive. I came home at 1 o'clock in the morning, and as my headlights hit the driveway, I saw little eyes twinkling. Yes, there were feral cats out there. If they just walk through your yard, they may or may not cause a commotion. But by and large, what happens, especially in the spring, is the male cats, the ones that are intact out there, which unless they're part of a TNR endeavor, they probably are not neutered. They'll spray territory to market for them. They also want to claim territory for the females to have their babies. You know, they'll spray, this is where my woman's having babies. We might have a few pregnant females at the same time. So then the females in heat and the kittens being born and all those smells, yes, your cats can smell them. Even if they're outside, even if you're on the second floor. Now, while you get to the third floor, fourth floor, if you're in a high rise or something, it's probably not an issue. But I especially hear from people with catios. When my cats go out in the catio, they just get wild. That's because they smell those cats out there. They might see those cats out there. If you've got more than one cat, you may have some displaced aggression going on. If you've got just one cat and you come up behind them and touch them when they're in that state, they might turn around and bite you, not because they want to bite you, but because they're all hepped up and excited and they're overstimulated. So a couple things we might want to consider with those outside cats is spreading something around to deter them from hanging around your home. Not feed the ferals, people say. I feed those wild cats. Good. Get them further away from your home. I like something called cat mace. So there's some other things too, but I like the granular cat mace because it doesn't wash away as easy. The other reason is it will stay put where you put it. Whereas the spray version, it'll wash away. You know, you might not get enough out there. Just be careful though of the granular version because it is mixed with peanut shells. So what's mixed with the peanut shells? What is it that deters those outside cats from wanting to hang around? It's just scents they don't like. It's like chamomile and cinnamon and citronella, dried blood. I don't know where they get that. I don't want to know. But it smells like that. You don't smell it, but they do. And it's going to make those outside ferals not want to claim territory in your yard. I'm so sorry. I keep touching my face. Those of you who are watching the video probably laughing right now. Yeah, Teddy, she needs another brushing. So she's got like a cloud of fur around her right now. Anyway, so do that close up to your house or maybe just a few feet away, especially outside of windows and catios. My cats have started spraying in the house. It's always on outside facing walls. Why are they spraying? Again, it's those outside cats. It can cause aggression, displaced aggression. It can cause fear and anxiety in some cats. It can cause spraying, which results from either fear or the desire to protect territory. Because either way, the cats are trying to signal, this is my resource, I'm not sharing. Because they don't know those cats are outside. Especially if you see it on those exterior facing walls, under windows, in the patio area. Definitely do something to deter those cats. Well, that's not working so well, you might say. So there's another thing you can do. There's these solar powered lighted, I call them scarecrows. They're solar powered. They sometimes emit a high pitch frequency. If you're old like me, you don't even hear those anymore. But if you're young, you might still hear that and your indoor cats might hear it too. So make sure you get one where you can turn the sound off and just leave the motion detector lights on. It'll scare away all kinds of things, not just cats, but other things in your yard that your cats might not like to see or that might have them up too much. You know, bunnies, squirrels, even maybe coyotes. So that will help. You might want to do both of those things, but definitely be wary of that solar high-pitched frequency noise. It's meant to scare away others, but might just be too much for your cats to handle inside, depending on where you place it. So why else might inside cats feel kind of offended with outside cats? I have a case right now where there's two male cats. They're both neutered. They used to get along well, really well. Then a female kitten came into the household. And she's not spayed yet. So not only are the outside smells pepping up those two boy cats, but the indoor kitten, she's only about 4, maybe 5 months old. So she's not gone into heat yet, but she's about to. One of the males has decided to be protective of that female. And again, probably because of those outside cats, he knows there's other cats out there. And he's displaced that aggression towards his brother. So now the brother cat has not really had a chance to establish a relationship with the new kitten. And I've prescribed some things for them. But things will get better once the female gets spayed, but it won't cure the entire issue. You really have to discourage outside cats from hanging around. Okay, so why do indoor cats still have that dedicated instinct to protect? Well, again, like I mentioned, it's how close your kitten is to the feral roots. You know, if your cat was born of a feral mom, even if he or she was born inside and raised inside, some of those caution instincts are passed down through the placenta to the kittens, which I knew anecdotally, but you've probably seen Dr. Kelly Cairns on my podcast quite a few times. She actually verified that, yes, they do tend to pass those instincts down to their kittens. So the closer they are to their feral roots, the stronger those instincts to survive might be. Let me take a quick break and we'll come back and answer another question on Ask the Behaviorist. We'll be right back.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food. Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on 19 Cats and Counting. We are recording an episode, our first episode of Ask the Behaviorist. So in the first episode, we were talking about why indoor cats are affected by those outside feral cats. Kind of dovetailing in with that, a lot of times when somebody will adopt a new cat, the new cat or the original cat, I call the OG cat, will start peeing inside the house. Why does that happen? Part of it is territorial, you know, it's not exactly the same as spraying, but it's fear-based territorial protection. You know, this cat's afraid. So he's peeing outside the box. Or another reason he might be peeing inside the box too, if you put them together too soon and not done slow introductions, and the new cat maybe is a little dominant over the original cat, he might be getting trapped in the litter, or litter box blocking happens where they don't let them in the litter. If they're sharing a litter, one litter box, that could cause some peeing outside the box. You know, some cats like to pee in one poop in the other. So it's best to have number of cats plus one. So I have 15 cats. Do I have 16 litter pans? Actually, I do. There was a time when I had 19 cats, I only had 16 litter pans. But really, rule of thumb is if you have two cats, you want 3 boxes. If you have one cat, you want 2 boxes. Again, they want to pee in one poop in the other. And, you know, if you're stranded somewhere overnight, which I've had when I had my cats in business, some of my clients would call me and say, hey, I can't get home. Can you run over there? But if you don't have anyone who can run over there and you're just leaving them alone because you can't get back home, you might find some surprises if you don't have that second litter box ready. Another thing that can have cats maybe wanting to pee outside the litter is if you have a lidded box, especially with more than one cat, especially with a new cat in the household, and even with the outside cats prowling around, making them a little fearful and territorial. Those lidded boxes, for one thing, they trap the odors in there. Cats like a fastidiously clean box, right? So scooping twice a day is really the best. At least once a day, if you can't manage twice a day. But please don't go any more than, you know, once a day. Don't go down to every other day. Or I had some clients that were just scooping out poop at the end of the week. Don't do that. If they find the litter box unpleasant, the smells, what's in the box is just too much for them, they won't use it. And a clue to that is if they're peeing or pooping right outside the box, they want it to in that box. There's just something stopping them. Another thing is the lidded box too. They can't see who's around the vicinity, right? You've got a cat that's fearful or having some anxiety issues. He or she might not want to go in that box because he might feel trapped. One way in, one way out. I can't get out if I need too fast. Take the lid off. There's multiple directions the cat can go to get out of the litter box. So you might need to do that at least temporarily until we get to the cause of the anxiety or get those ferals out of the yard or do some appropriate introductions between new cats so the fear is gone, right? I have 15 cats right now. Everybody gets along. Not everybody's friends with each other, okay? Every now and then I'll see a new pairing. Like I saw Hope and Larry together the other day. Hope and Larry, I've never seen you two hang around before. So pairings change in my household. I see a lot of things that you probably won't see if you've just got a couple of cats. And that's okay. I'm not telling you to go out and adopt a house full. Other reasons a cat might pee outside the box. The litter box texture, the actual substrate in the box. Cats are picky about that too. I used to use a cat litter that they don't make anymore. Fresh Step, why did you stop making rose and chamomile? Usually I talk about using unscented litters, but I liked the rose and chamomile because it was also calming for the cats. So I would suggest some nervous cats maybe try that. It is clay-based. So I know some of you are really opposed to clay-based litters, but it's really the substrate that cats like the best. In view of that one not being available anymore, let's go for unscented. There's a number of unscented litters out there. Just might need to try them. One doesn't necessarily mean, you know, oh, they're all clay. Oh, they're all unscented. They don't necessarily substitute for each other. There are some my cats won't touch. And there's others that say they're unscented, but there is a smell to them. My cats don't like that either. So you might want to find two in case you end up in a situation like I did, where I suddenly couldn't get my cat's favorite cat litter. It should be soft and sandy. You should be able to run your hand through it and not feel any jagged pieces. You should be able to put it on the floor and like lean on it and not feel anything really jabbing you. I mean, it's not going to be comfortable, but your cats step on that. They walk on that. And those paw pads are really tender. Okay. So you want to make sure you're not using something sharp. Those big chunky crystals tend to be painful on the paws. The finer crystals, like a pretty litter, I know there's others that have really fine crystals. Some cats will like those. Some don't like them because you can't scoop the pee out of those, right? You're supposed to stir it up. Maybe for one or two cats, that might work. For 15 here, that doesn't work because my cats have their favorite litter boxes that I really have to do, you know, scoop more often. Some of the natural substances, they may feel soft and sandy. And if your cats will use them, that's great. Some of them smell funky when they get wet. Others, again, you can't scoop the pee out of. You can only scoop the poo. So just, you know, trial and error. I have on my website a blog with a comparison chart of the different litter types, the ones that I have tried and the results I had. I probably need to update it. But it's still pretty accurate as far as cost analysis and the benefits, pros and cons of each kind. So just go on my website, ritarymers.com, and do a search on the search, litter comparison, and that article should come right up for you. Other reasons for cats not using litter box inside, a recent client I had, she bought a home and inherited an outside cat. Now the outside cat's getting older, but the cat has not ever exclusively lived inside. So she lets the cat go in and out because this cat was never litter box trained. The original owners of the home, he was a stray that they were taking care of. Well, now that we need to get him in the home, we need to do some serious litter box training because we want to stop him from going outside now that he's getting a little older. So there's ways to accomplish that too. If you're having issues with your cat using the litter box regularly for whatever reason, check out the blogs on my website at ritarymers.com or book a session with me. We can walk through. I want to analyze what's going on in your home, what things have changed, what is your atmosphere like, what time of day does it usually happen. It really helps to keep a log. You know, sometimes you might not see a pattern where there is one. Does it happen right after you leave the house? Does it happen while you're at work? Does it happen overnight? All those are clues as to what might be causing the litter box issues. So I will thoroughly go through and I have certain things that are common to each of my plans, but I tailor the plans according to what you and your cats need to accomplish. So those are the basic questions I had for this week. So we talked about why those feral cats outside affect your indoor cats and reasons why your cat might not be using the litter box. And those two may or may not go together. Anyway, please visit me, ritarymers.com. Book a session if you need one. I'm here for you. I've also started a new series on both TikTok and YouTube called Hashtag My Cat Lady Likes. You might want to check that out as well. Until next time, don't forget, every day is Catter Day. And thank you, Mark Winter. Love you. Take care, everyone.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.